Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Brook Street Medical Precinct in Muswellbrook will begin administering the COVID-19 vaccinations for children tomorrow. New South Wales Health has given the green light for children aged between 5 and 11 to roll up their sleeves and receive the Pfizer jab. Brook Street Medical will be rolling out the vaccination process each Wednesday and will continue until March 30th. The Muswellbrook Surgery is amongst the 19 practices which will have the vaccine available for appointments in the Upper Hunter. New South Wales Health says the vaccinations offer excellent protection against the virus. Only one third of the adult dosage will be given to young children and they will receive two doses 8 weeks apart. Upper Hunter residents are being advised of reduced service levels in coming weeks due to ongoing COVID-19 outbreaks. Singleton, Muswellbrook and Upper Hunter Shire councils are all under duress from the Omicron variant, which has implicated staff, suppliers and contractors with having to isolate. The Upper Hunter Shire Council are asking members of the community to be patient as they work towards ensuring service levels continue. Mayor Maurice Collison says the community will need to continue working together to keep each other safe.
This COVID, I think we all knew that this is going to happen. And of course, I mean, we only need a staff member to unfortunately come down with COVID. And of course, it disrupts the whole plan. And, you know, we've got people travelling to work. Instead of having four in a car, you're back to two. So, I mean, definitely, but that we've just got to play with the cards we've got and try and get through like everyone else is.
And the Upper Hunter regions have recorded a further 152 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. It included 65 in Muswellbrook, 46 in Singleton and 41 in the Upper Hunter Shire local government areas. The districts are also recording their second consecutive death in the past 48 hours. A Muswellbrook woman in her 80s passed away overnight after contracting the virus, as well as a Singleton man in his 60s who passed the day prior. Hunter New England in total had recorded 1,661 new cases. There are currently 24,146 active cases in the regions, 106 of those being cared for in hospital, with 9 in ICU.